92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
Every time we do a second date update, and I started off by saying, this is the craziest place I've ever heard of two people meeting. Mm-hmm. I always think that's going to be the last time that I say that.
Yeah.
And then I get emails like we got for today's second date update, and I have to say it again.
Uh-oh.
This is the craziest place anybody has ever met.
I really actually believe you on that one. You sound very adamant.
The girl that wants to call the guy for a second date update today, her name is Sarah, says that she met him at a crime scene.
What? Yeah. No way.
What's up, Sarah?
Hi.
Congratulations.
Oh, no.
You officially have the title of the weirdest place of meeting anybody for a date ever. How did that happen?
Okay, so this was about a week ago, and I was at a convenience store. I was just picking up some stuff from my apartment, and I'm in one of the aisles, and I turn around, and I see this guy at the counter with a gun facing it at the shop owner.
Please don't continue by saying that you thought he was really cute and you got his number.
That would be amazing.
Not exactly.
I think that'd be amazing, though.
Ooh, bad boy.
Dude, some women are into it, man. I can see it happening.
Anything can be attractive with a gun, but not exactly him.
Okay.
That's frightening.
It was, because I've never been in a situation like that, so it kind of rattled my nerves, and I started to shake a little bit. And
I feel like even people who have been in a situation like that, it would still rattle their nerves to be in the middle of a convenience store robbery.
Don't worry, guys. I've done this 4 times. It's not a big deal.
Not again.
So I started to shake a little bit, and I didn't know what was going on, and it seemed forever, but the guy with the gun got spooked and ran out. So no harm, no foul. It was just the fact of seeing that happen scared me.
Okay. Yeah.
No harm, no foul.
I'm still going with harm and foul on that one. I don't know about you.
Except for the nightmares that I have to suffer from almost.
Except for the post-traumatic stress, I'm
fine. Yeah, okay. So the place didn't get robbed, but a guy tried to rob it, and that's how you met the dude that you want to call. What's his name, by the way?
His name is Rusty.
Okay, and how did you guys actually meet?
How that happened was, of course, the shop owner called the police.
Yeah.
And Rusty happened to be in the store and witnessed it as well. The police came. They tried to take our statements, and we started, you know, telling them what we had seen happen. And once the police was gone, I was still shaking a little bit. And so Rusty looked at me, and for me, it's so sexy when a guy can make you laugh, even in a very difficult situation.
He told you a joke?
He told me a joke, and that was what broke the ice. And it was such, for the life of me, I can't remember it. It must be the dumbest joke in the world, but I started giggling like a little child.
All right.
So okay.
He was able to be funny in a very stressful time.
Exactly. And you know, it's nothing like a little laughter through tears. So I was like, okay, this is kind of cool. And he had these really nice blue eyes, and I thought, wow, you know, this guy's kind of cute. And I think he started feeling the vibe from me, and I started feeling a vibe from him. And he's like, you know what? There's a bar down the street. Want to go catch a drink? I was like, how about 5? Because
oh my God.
I could use them right now.
They say that, like, if you have a near-death experience with somebody, you're, like, instantly bonded with them, and it's actually, like, a great way to meet people. That's
really?
Why they encourage you to do, like, crazy stuff on dates, like skydive and stuff.
I didn't know that.
Wow, well, I guess that's what worked for me, because instantly there were sparks that flew.
All right. Okay. And so how was having drinks? Did you guys just go down the street and have beers?
Well, I had a little bit more than just a beer, but we did. We went to the bar, hung out, and next thing we know, we're back in his place.
Shut up! Oh, this guy's in a convenience store that gets robbed, and now he has a girl back in his place?
He has the best story ever.
Yeah.
It was crazy how it happened.
Yeah.
I've never done anything like that before, so let's just say one thing led to another, and there you go.
Okay.
So did you stay the night? Did you wake up in the morning? What was it like?
Yeah, I kind of stayed the night.
Get it, girl.
And how was the interaction with this dude the next day?
He asked me if I'd like to have a cup of coffee, and I said, no, I have to get to work. I just gave him my number. I said, you know, give me a call. I winked at him and gave him a kiss on cheek and I left.
Whoa, the wink. Aren't you a little sly fox?
He's like, I just witnessed a robbery yesterday, but that wink was the weirdest thing that happened. I wish you wouldn't have winked at me. So has he tried to contact you at all since that night?
No, and I don't know why. I haven't heard from him. I, you know, kind of wanted to play hard to get, so I haven't texted him or called him. But No, I haven't heard from him.
Did you expect more? Because it sounds almost like just this crazy story and a one-night adventure, I guess, yeah. For lack of a better word.
I kind of expected more. I mean, we really hit it off. And, you know, we had a good night. Why not?
Well, we'll play a song, come back, see if we can get him on the phone and get your second date update, all right?
Okay, thanks.
Yep, hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
We're running a little short on time, so I don't have a bunch of time to recap exactly what happened. Okay. Sarah is on the phone. Mm-hmm. She wants to call a guy named Rusty. This is what happened when they met. She was at a convenience store just doing some shopping. And then in comes a robber trying to stick up the place. Oops, he drops his gun, picks it back up. He's fiddling with it, tosses it from one hand to the other, and then realizes he can't get the money. So he runs out of the convenience store, and then the police show up. By the way, everything is in really fast motion at this point. The police show up. They're searching around for clues. They can't find any clues, and so they grab Sarah, and they bring Sarah outside to make a statement. And then they talk to another guy named Rusty, who is at the same convenience store to make a statement. And they're standing there waiting for the police to do their thing. They're talking back and forth, laughing and giggling and everything else. And then they go down the bar and hang out and have some drinks, and then end up back at his place, and they hook up. And then she never hears from him again.
The only shocking part is no one slipped on a banana peel.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that happened somewhere in there,
I'm sure.
Yeah, I think I just missed it.
That's so fast.
Pretty accurate, Sarah?
Yep, pretty accurate.
So,
with the music and everything.
Yeah,
totally.
That's how I picture that robbery being for some reason. Sarah is on the phone. She met the dude that she wants to call today at a robbery. That whole story is true. They ended up hooking up, and she hasn't heard from him since that day. So we're going to try to get him on the phone right now and find out what went wrong.
How are you going to feel if he just thought of your guys' night as a one-night stand?
I have to be honest. I'll be a little hurt because I thought there was more there.
Yeah.
You know what you should
don't
do?
They always.
If that's the case, you go right over to his house, you bust in the door with a big rubber mallet, and you hit him over the head with that thing repeatedly. We'll get him somehow. All right, I'm going to dial his phone number right now. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I was looking for Rusty.
Yeah, this is him.
Hey, Rusty. How are you, man?
Fine. Who's this?
This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Oh, okay. Who's that?
That is me, and I host a radio show called Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, and we're calling people who were recently in a convenience store robbery to ask them some questions.
It's actually true.
You were just in a convenience store robbery, right?
I mean, yeah. How do you know that?
Oh, I know that because we talked to a girl named Sarah who was at the same convenience store robbery, and she mentioned your name.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, Sarah wanted us to call you because she told us all about the robbery and how you guys met when you were giving your police statement and how you went to the bar and then went back to your place and had a really fun night.
Okay, this is weird. Why did she tell you all that information?
Well,
a lot of information.
She's wondering why you haven't called her since then.
I figured you guys just had one crazy, dangerous night and that you wanted nothing else from her.
No, I mean, it's more than that, but I don't want to talk about it.
Do you like her? Did you like her?
Yeah, she was awesome. It was a wonderful time.
So, wait, when you guys were hanging out, you didn't think that that would be the last time you saw her?
No, I don't think it's going to be the last time that we hang out.
Okay, but you're not calling her. I don't know you very well, Rusty, but I can tell you this. Usually, if you want to see somebody, you have to kind of, like, contact them.
Yeah.
I know, and I will. It's just, I got some stuff I got to take care of first, and then I'm going to call her.
Can you tell us what you have to take care of?
I don't know you guys very well.
What do you mean you don't know us very well, dude? We've been on the phone for, like, 2 minutes. I feel like you're my best friend, Rusty. Look, man, she's really confused. She liked you a lot. She thought you were really funny. And also the other things that you did, she liked too. And so it would help if we could at least tell her why you're not calling her back.
I don't want her to know I'm not calling her back.
Are you in a relationship?
Really?
I mean, I could see, like, you get caught up in the moment. Adrenaline's going.
Look, if I tell you guys what's going on, do you promise not to tell her?
Sure.
it's just important. I'm going to talk to her. I'm going to go through with this, but I don't want her to know why yet.
Okay. It's your responsibility to tell her then.
Yeah. I'm in a relationship. And
what?
I'm going to break up with her, this girl that I'm dating. I'm going to break it. Things weren't good in the first place. And with everything that happened at the robbery, the adrenaline started going. It was one of the crazy experiences I've ever had. And everything kind of got overwhelming. And stuff with Sarah kicked off. And it was great. And I really like her. Whoa. And I want to do the right thing and not see her until the relationship I'm in is over.
So,
whoa.
You have a girlfriend? Did you think in the hours that we spent together that maybe you could have shared that with me?
Hey, Rusty, that's Sarah. She was on the phone listening. Sorry.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Sorry.
I told you I wouldn't tell her, Rusty.
Yeah, but you didn't tell me she was listening.
I'm bad with details. I'm sorry.
Are you kidding me, Rusty? We spent how many hours at that bar? Did you even bother to tell me that you're f***ing somebody else?
I had no idea that you were on the phone.
Does that matter?
Yeah, because if you weren't listening, then you wouldn't have known about the mistake I made of sleeping with you while I was in a relationship.
I was a mistake? No. Are you kidding me right now?
You want the mistake. The mistake I made was sleeping with you.
That sounds even worse.
Yeah.
What the hell?
No, that's not what I mean.
Really, Rusty? What do you mean?
What I mean was that whole day, everything that happened that day was wonderful and awesome, and I got overwhelmed, and I made a poor choice.
So what happens? You get involved with me and somebody else brings out a gun, and you're going to sleep with somebody else? Is that how that works?
I don't think that getting in the middle of a crime scene is going to be something I make a habit of doing.
I got to tell you, Rusty, I am so disappointed right now. Why didn't you just tell me that night, or you could have called the next day and explained yourself instead of me having to go through all this?
Well, you didn't call me either, and I was going to take care of the situation myself and then get back to you the appropriate way and then tell you,
Rusty,
everything that happened.
When I left that morning, I gave you my number. I said, give me a call. How much more explicit could I have been?
Well, I wanted to take care of the situation I dug myself into, and I wanted to do it the right way.
Right. So the situation's taken care of now.
Yeah, is it? Are you still with your girlfriend, Rusty, or?
I haven't told her yet, but I plan to do it in 2 days.
In two days?
Why 2 days, Rusty?
Yeah, do it now.
My buddy's going to lend me his car so I can get some stuff out of her place, and I was going to do it all in the same day, and he wasn't available to help me out until a couple days from now, so I was just waiting till then to do it so it could be all taken care of as cleanly and smoothly as possible.
So let me get this straight. You want me to wait like 2 days and 3 hours and 45 seconds so you break up with your girlfriend, and then you're going to start a new relationship with me. That sounds so promising.
I mean, yeah.
Really?
No.
I think she was being sarcastic, Rusty.
Are you being serious right now, Rusty?
Yes, I'm being serious. That was my plan. I can try to, if I can try to speed things up like 24 hours, I will.
You know what I'll do? I'll set my timer right now. How about that?
Sarah, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm kind of like rooting for Rusty a little bit. We've all been, granted, the sleeping together thing, not cool at all.
Cheating,
not cool. I get that. But he sounds truly remorseful, and he's not trying to play you, and he's actually trying to now fix it and go back to being honest, I guess.
Yeah, you should listen to her. I mean, I'm trying to be honest right now and do the right thing in the situation because I made a mistake, and I'm trying to fix it.
And he just needs 2 days and or maybe 24 hours if you need the process sped up. Sarah,
I
mean, we already know Rusty's answer. Sarah, do you want to go out with Rusty again? You called in for the second date update,
yeah.
But we will pay for another date for you guys in maybe a day
or
two.
I guess I need to wait the 24 hours first.
I think so, yeah.
It's like a waiting period, yeah. Layaway almost.
All joking aside, are you serious? Will you go out with him again if he breaks up with his girlfriend?
You know, I'll give him 24 hours to get his taken care of. But if not, I'm out. I'm sorry, I can't.
Oh.
Okay, Rusty.
Reasonable.
You're on the clock, Rusty. You got 24 hours.
Okay, I'm going to call my friend right now and make sure I can get his truck.
Okay.
All right. Well,
good luck.
Sarah, sort of a congratulations. We don't know yet. It's a congratulations. You got a second date based on the fact that he can break up with his girlfriend in the next 24 hours. Rusty, get to work.
I'll do my best. I know I'm on the clock.
Okay. Well, Rusty, if your buddy falls through, you know that there's companies like U-Haul and stuff, mm-hmm. right? You don't have to wait for him.
Yeah, but that costs money, and this guy is free and reliable.
Oh, my God.
He sounds super reliable.
Broken Jubal in the morning.
We have a lot of really nice listeners. A lot of people are texting in at 78592 saying Rusty, the guy from the second date update, mm-hmm. can use their truck if he needs it.
Oh.
If you missed it, Sarah wanted to call a dude named Rusty to find out why he wasn't calling her back. They actually met at a robbery. They were in a convenience store that was robbed.
Yeah.
And after everything went down, they were giving their statements to the police and they started talking. They're like, let's go grab a drink or something. That was crazy.
Yeah.
Then they hung out, got drunk, ended up hooking up that night. Probably because it's like, hey, life is short. You never know.
Yeah.
And he wasn't calling her back. And why wasn't he calling her back? Because he has a girlfriend.
Oh.
And he felt really bad about it. And he wanted to call her back, but he wanted to break up with his girlfriend first.
Yeah.
And so he's in the process. And he said that the reason he wanted to wait a little while, he's been working on it, but he doesn't have a truck to get his stuff.
Which is
so he's been waiting to borrow his buddy's truck. And he said, like, in 2 days, he'll be single and able to go out with her.
Kind of a lame excuse for not just pulling the trigger.
Yeah,
I think
definitely.
He's scared.
She decided to give it a chance, even if he goes and gets his stuff. But text in at 78592. Rusty still needs a truck. So we'll hook you guys up. Maybe you can help him move a little bit,
yes.
All right? Remember, if you want to do a second date update, all you have to do is call the show or email the show, and we will call the person who didn't call you back.
Move at 92.5.